Hello and welcome to What's Up With That, Season 4, Episode 1. This audio was recorded on September 18th, 2010, in the Chauncey Village area from the hours of 8:30 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. Breakfast Club, home game, Purdue versus Ball State. Covered a wide range of topics from the stock market control, high fructose corn syrup, corn sugar, our parents' advice regarding financial matters to the American people, and political parties that we follow, despite the flaws we know in them. As always, fascinating answers, filled with a variety of opinions. So, thank you to those that had participated in the show, and thank you for taking the time to listen to it. Enjoy.
Okay, you have an app on your phone or mobile device that allows you to control the stock market for 1 hour. How do you manipulate the system and use this power?
I'm gonna check.
Well, I manipulate it by checking it every 2 seconds.
I just want
to put my stock down. I get rich.
I went to Breakfast Club. You asked me the question, and it's 35 seconds later, and I'm rich.
Nah, for me, I typically just check the stock market once
America.
A day.
America.
You can control it, though.
America.
I control it by...
You have an app on your phone.
America.
Absolutely, I'm American.
I only use it a half hour.
How do you manipulate it?
Well, I don't use it, honestly.
You just leave it alone?
Yes, I do.
I do insider trading so I can make lots of money.
Ditto. I can control everything for 6 hours. Just six.
What do you do?
I do everything.
I fuck my wife every fucking day.
Every single day. Yeah, I got. I wish I had a wife, but I'm an international man, a little mystery.
Mr. Powers.
Get the fuck out of here.
Your days are numbered.
I love tits.
I'm Mr. Powers Fembot.
You can say that on the radio.
And I'm Dr. Evil. I'm afraid this man's days are numbered. He just doesn't know what he's talking about anymore.
What's up with that?
I'm from Australia. I don't understand. Sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't know what the stock market is.
What do you mean? Like,
you can manipulate it in any way you want.
I will raise the stock at Forever 21 because I invested it. I spent so much money there. Or CVS. Because I work there, so obviously I spend at least $5 a day there.
We're on the internet radio.
Oh, wait, I wouldn't control the stock market. I don't like it.
Because it will crash.
It's terrible.
And then the world will end again.
Can we move on to the next
I don't know.
I use the NASDAQ deposit. I'm in a class where we do the NASDAQ, and we use the NASDAQ to control the stocks. I actually just sold 2 commodities of corn for 5,000 bushels per, so that's 10,000 bushels. I sold it for about $4.50. Now the corn's up to $5. Wheat's up to $7. I know this is a little too much information. I know this. But I'm banking right now, so just so you know, in a class.
Football.
No, we're not. Buller up.
My fiance plays Ball State football.
No, just
I'm
keep
a
going.
Teaching, I'm a
no,
teaching.
Same question.
I'm a teaching major.
Do you know
and
the question? She doesn't know the question.
Whatever you think the question
okay,
is.
Okay, I live on a farm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We have about 400 acres of land, corn and soybeans. My brother is studying agriculture out at Cornell University. He's going to be an agriculture lawyer eventually. But yeah, we have cows and chickens.
Mind control. Dada.
I mean, I would go online and find out what like stocks are doing good right now. I take them and I sell and make a lot of money.
I would make it as wild as possible. Like, I'd just be like all the way to the bottom, all the way to the top. Just watch everybody lose their mind. Right. That's what would happen.
Here's what I'll do. I would rank my stocks from 1 to 100, and then I'll go to sex positions, 1 to 100. And whenever position it would, I would fucking buy that stock, right?
I would just let him go up.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
Yeah, but right. You should move away from the police officers, you know?
Yeah, well, they cramped. I was here, and then they came over.
Fuck them.
Stock market itself. I got no control. I don't.
You do. For 1 hour on your phone, you have an app that does this.
Honestly, I do not give a fuck about that because it's not my reality right now. I will never care about it, you know? I don't watch the news because it doesn't involve my world. It involves America, but like, it doesn't involve me. Like, I'm caring for myself, not the country. I fight for myself. It's just not, I don't understand. I don't know.
You manipulate your dumb ass, you.
It's a chicken, but thank you.
Chicken. It's our 21st one.
Yep. All right. So one, I have a stock market app.
And you can control it for 1 hour. How do you manipulate
one
the
hour.
System?
1 hour. Well, actually, I can't control the... I cannot control the stock markets, but I can watch them for an hour.
No, you can. You have an app on there.
For an iPhone.
For 1 hour.
Can I be the voice that goes...
It's called the stock market app. I'm too drunk for this shit.
No, you're fine.
What's up with that?
This guy right here.
Now finish
Confederates,
it.
Confederates, let's go.
What's up with that?
Hey.
A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
I make everything crash in the stock market so that I win everything, and then I buy an island in Aruba, and that I, and then I sail off on a boat, and then why is it bright out right now?
I would do the same thing. I would just crash everything. Make everybody poor so that everybody's on the same level.
So that, except for us, so that we're super rich and the other poor people. That's just probably the same answer everyone's given all day.
Yeah.
It's just not interesting at all.
What's the next question?
I would make Goldman
Obama.
Sachs suck my
Obama.
Cock.
What I do is
flip it upside down. Make Apple just increasingly decrease.
Basically,
I have it, I buy the stock. But I make it go down for a day, then the next day it rises so hard.
You only have an hour, though.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I make it decrease so fucking hard.
I want Apple to pay me.
Yeah.
I will own, at the end of the hour, I will own Apple.
They're going to own us.
Screw that one guy that, whoever owns it.
Steve
Jobs.
But then it gets on the right thing.
Is it Steve Jobs?
And then we make a lot of money.
I will be rich by the end of the hour.
Can you edit out the cursing?
No, it's the internet. We can say whatever we want.
Oh, internet's
okay,
cool.
So fuck shit, cockballs. No,
that, yeah, that'll
much.
Be in there.
That's a bit much.
But I don't have it.
You so do, though. For this question,
okay,
you
okay.
do.
Okay, so I do.
Nemi's not on the Blackhawks anymore.
Yeah, he's on the fucking Sharks, man.
Everyone keeps
screw the
that.
Sharks.
I'm pissing off
him. Yeah,
you manipulate what you are supposed to use, and then you use it to your ability, and you use it in a positive direction.
He's terrible.
What? Same question.
The one where I manipulate
the
market?
Stock market, yeah.
Stock market. I'm manipulating it?
You have an app. You got 1 hour. Go.
You have an app. You look at it continuously.
I buy, like, the cheapest stock ever, and then I make it go huge.
No, false. False. You buy a basic stock, and you watch it grow, and you, like, choose the best one that the most basic people use. So, a.k.a. gum. Gum would be a basic stock to get, and you'd watch it grow, because basically it'll never crash.
The best club experience is rock, paper, scissors.
Check, check.
We're with the wrong kangaroo.
Yeah, with the wrong
kangaroo. Alright, you know, the roo's gonna fall through. I don't know what he's coming through, but.
Next question. How would you describe the joy and levity of high fructose corn syrup? I mean, corn sugar.
Well, I'd rather have just straight syrup.
Like
keep going. I'm listening. Where are you from, anyway?
It's the Media Collective. I do an internet radio show. What's
okay.
up with that?
Okay.
High fructose corn sugar is in everything I've known as far as I've lived. However, I think we should replace it with products that are to be introduced to our market because it's really bad for you.
It's what keeps me going every day. That's why I'm here right now.
It made a hell of a pancake this morning. But you know what? It's not very healthy, so we should replace it.
Have you ever heard of low fructose corn sugar?
No.
That's right.
We're going to introduce it.
I like tits, and they're made of corn sugar.
You know what? It's a healthy alternative to the real sugar. Like, sweetened.
Actually, it's not. Please give me Splenda.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. Just give me white cream, two sugars.
Did you know Splenda is 600 times the normal sugar? It really is.
Everyone needs to eat my dick. Case in close.
You know what's disgusting?
Well, what is the nutrition?
Me and him are nurses, sir. And we're the most vile, disgusting people ever.
Dude, he's fucking broke.
Oh my God, it's in everything? America? Seriously, it's in everything. You don't even know you're eating it half the time. You're like, this is so good. Think about it.
It's what makes America function.
Yeah.
We need high fructose.
It's so terrible for you. If you took it away, everyone would just drop dead on the streets.
Yeah. All the fat people would die.
And we're all fat. Think about it. Oh, I don't know. That one, no comment. Yeah,
they don't have that there either.
I'm sorry.
They don't even have.
Come on, give me an easy one.
Oh, that fuck that shit. That makes everyone fat in America. Literally, that's like plain simple. I love agriculture, but that makes everyone fucking fat in America. That's what makes everyone fat. I'm not joking.
Sugar.
I think it's bullshit that it subsidizes in every freaking thing you eat. Like, it's absolutely re-fucking ridiculous. But
the new throwback Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, and Coke are awesome.
Everything you eat has corn syrup in it. It makes you fat. It's bullshit. So,
this is Andrea.
I'm from fucking Iowa. I support it greatly. Fuck yeah. Do that shit. Being from Iowa, all we do is corn. Coming to Indiana, we do corn, soybeans, that's it. Those two crops, Iowa, all we do is corn. I support it. But in Iowa, it's the property owners have the money. The people that don't own property to grow corn, they're not doing it, obviously. So it is what it is. But yeah,
I hate high fructose corn syrup.
I do like Mountain Dew though, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But they actually are making Mountain Dew with real sugar. So
it's horrible. Have you tasted it?
Yeah, it tastes like sweet nectar of the gods.
It's horrible.
It's so good.
It has like the retro label and shit. It's horrible. I hate it. I will never buy it again. I tried it once at college, and I hate it.
High fructose corn syrup is going to, like, take all the guys. I feel like it's targeting guys, like, because guys like good taste.
It's a big name.
Yeah, like, it's like in granola bars when guys, like, their girlfriends make them eat healthy.
Those are cool glasses, by the way.
You're going to lose your balls. Those balls are going to be gone.
High fructose corn syrup is the devil, and I think that every product that high fructose corn syrup is in should be illegal and should be taken off of the market, because you know what it does? It stops you from feeling like you're full, and I think that's terrible. So I think we should get rid of all of it right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Holler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, one more question.
One more question.
I'm diabetic.
Rock.
I love the sugar. I love the syrup. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
I don't eat anything with high fructose in it.
Corn syrup, corn sugar. Well, actually, I mean, I don't really know anything about that. All I know is I'm diabetic, so I don't really like to eat that stuff. Next question.
You're the second person to say that.
He said everybody's pissed and he has to look for his sister.
Okay, because like... I went in the donut shop because they're taking pictures of like, I really have to pee, and he's like, you have to be cussing. I'm like, I will give you $1 for a big cup of water.
That was your own fault.
Dude, those are such authentic police glasses.
Okay, President Obama appoints your father and mother to the Economic Advisory Council and Consumer Bureau. What advice do they give to Americans about their financial matters?
Well, they don't pass a damn stimulus bill that does nothing to the economy. That's one thing they don't do. They're still thinking about what to do, though.
Yeah, watch out for that stimulus bill. Don't pass it, and,
It already passed, would.
Well?
He's a kangaroo. He's... not around times much.
Australians are saying, what the fuck is America doing?
I don't have parents, so it's a really awkward question for me, but to answer it, I guess I would say that I like the movement that's going on, and
change.
Change is the motion I'm sponsoring.
Well, first of all, I don't think President Obama is that smart to point my mother and father to the advisory bureau. And if he did, we'd be in better shape than we are today. Go ahead.
Mama, dada, money, dollar.
I'm kidding.
Stop eating that high fructose corn syrup.
They will say, shit.
I feel like she doesn't know, though. We should probably move on to the next.
Yeah,
no, just wait, one more. What's the next question?
Obama's my nigga.
Yeah, he's a straight nig. I like Illinois. Illinois is sweet. Pay my mom. Thank you.
Illinois rocks.
Illinois hasn't had a good politician since Abraham Lincoln, so Obama, go fuck yourself.
Illinois pays higher than Indiana, so they're cool in my book.
All right, last question.
I would be like my team.
President Obama appoints your father and mother
Obama!
To the Economic Advisory Council and the Consumer Bureau.
Obama's my slut.
Here's my answer. I hate Obama. Okay, that's my answer. Obama's a fucking idiot.
Mine would be give us free money. Pay off the mortgage.
No, in all seriousness, all right, what's your question again?
They're dumb as fuck, and they're not going to remember anything. I would give the advisory council a little thing or two to say. I would say you need to look back to the American farmer and give them the choice to do. If they want to do what they want to do, then literally they're the heart of America. And I kid you not, do you have clothes on? Yes. Do you eat your food? Yes. They are the people that feed and clothe you. So they're the people that you need to ask what to do. If they say, sell this, buy this, they're the people that know what's going on in America. And that's what you need to be listening to. Not my parents and father and mother, because they would be dumb as fuck and have no idea what's going on.
Free America.
Don't bail out companies, pay off our mortgages, right. Then we'll spend.
Don't listen to Oompa Loompa, all right? America's all about free economy, because, you know, free capitalism, right? Obama should just shut the fuck up and let Medicare happen, all right? Obama's the man.
Medicare is crime.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. I love you, all right?
I tell them to fuck Obama.
No, your parents.
I disown my parents and tell them, fuck Obama. So,
no, you can't.
Screw Obama.
It's the internet. No, you can say fuck.
Fuck Obama. He sucks. He's the new Hitler of America. And I just don't even like dealing with him. I mean, honestly, advice is that Medicare, the new like healthcare system you have, is fucked. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out, and it's not good. So I would never even do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Buy, sell.
Buy. Just buy a whole bunch of shit. Just buy. Hey, the thing about recession.
That guy just fell.
The thing about recession is everybody is scared to buy shit. If everybody bought shit, wouldn't be in a recession.
Like, take fresh mixed salads.
Fear breeds recession. Recession.
There's so many people that just, they really want a salad, but they don't want to buy from there because they don't have the funds.
Because they're Indians.
The thing is,
right?
If they buy from there, then there's going to be another company that needs the money. Go on.
No. We got one more.
There's going to be another company that's going to take these customers from Fresh Mix, and they're going to have to work those jobs. So,
salad, smoothies, and ice cream.
What I'm saying is if you're going to buy...
That's a conglomerate right there.
If you're going to buy a salad... Shut up. If you're going to buy a salad, you're going to make a salad. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to buy a salad from there, you're going to make a salad somewhere else.
I'm actually really smart, but not right now.
Fuck it.
Can I get next?
To each their own. I'm Republican. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. You work for what you got. If you're not working, then I don't want to work for your ass, you motherfuckers. That's bullshit.
My parents have no idea about the economy at all, other than my father's a VP at a company, but they would give horrible advice.
No, what? Like what? Give us one example.
Like for the economy?
Yeah, like they're giving a speech. Okay, so what would your father say?
I'm a Democrat and my parents are both Republicans. So I mean, my mom would probably be like, "Yo, you need to give all the money to the rich people and fuck the poor people. They suck. They need to get better jobs." So that's the advice she'd give.
Let them go.
I don't know what to say.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing great.
He did just win the cup.
Is this working for you?
Yeah, this is a great
situation. Well, first, I kill them and take over. And second, I come up with a serious answer.
Ask
real?
Captain America.
Ask
Captain America.
He's fake.
What's up with that? He's got a radio station.
And your father and mother were on the economic council for Barack Obama. And
what advice would they give to Americans on their financial situation?
What advice would you give?
On the
Your parents.
What advice would my parents give on the financial?
Your parents are appointed to the Economic Advisory Council and the Consumer
Bureau.
They'd
be like, be safe, and don't go out too late, and don't drink and drive.
Don't be afraid to spend money. The only way that the economy is going to come back is to spend money. That's it. That's all I got.
Excellent. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You might be the one, Chester. I love your horn. How do I do it? I'm awful at it. What do I do? What do I do? Like, what do
All right, last one. The political party you belong to is morally corrupt, consistently spineless, and serves its own economic and political interests. How are you going to vote in November?
See, I wish there was such thing as an independent party, because I don't vote for any particular candidate. I vote for myself.
Welcome to 1944. The independent party was created.
1944, the independent party was created, and if I could go back to that year, that would be the year I would have run for president, but I feel like I would get outvoted these days.
I wish you had a picture of this guy.
I'm going with the elephant. In November, they're going to take the House and the Senate, so watch out, you donkey asses.
Donkey ass is shit, and it smells bad.
You're absolutely right, but I'll be voting Republican.
Oh, the same way I did before. That's the way America's run. Yeah. I'm going to vote for the crab people.
The Green Party?
The Green Party. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Go green!
Yeah.
Go green.
I'm going to vote for Bush again.
I will vote for someone that no one knows who he is.
I probably won't vote, but if I do, it'll probably be Republican.
Let me tell you, I'm too drunk to talk politics right now.
Republican. Burn all the sand niggers, man.
No! Bad! Bad! Bad!
I'm gonna vote. Okay, I'll admit, I voted for Obama. I regret that. Because my father told me a week after I voted for Obama that, John McCain was a prisoner of war. And because he was a prisoner of war, and I heard him speak in a conference about him being a prisoner of war and how he suffered in a camp, a concentration camp, that's what made me was like, he is a good president because of what he went through. Because if anyone's a prisoner of war, like, they're a good candidate because they know what they've been through.
Well, I consider myself an independent, and I agree that political parties only serve themselves. They're there to get reelected. They don't serve the people, and our system is fucked. We need to do some massive changes.
I vote for whoever's the best. Like, whoever has the best ideas. I don't vote for a party. I vote for whoever I think is going to back me up.
I'm with that, too.
So radio, and we're not
in Republican all the way. Even though we're spineless and we suck and we're dirty. But you know what? At least we're fucking honest.
I'm going to vote as an independent. I'm going to vote for myself, actually.
I'm actually a moderate, so it doesn't matter. Whoever has the best. I'm a Union soldier, so whoever frees the slaves first, I probably will vote for them.
Republican, motherfucker. For sure.
I'm going to vote for the one that's most sensible. In general, I think that the more sensible that it becomes, the better, if it's so corrupt. But in general, I think money is the problem and root of all problems, and I think that it should be dissolved.
I have no idea. I agree that they are completely corrupt.
Who?
I'm Republican. And yeah, they're all messed up. They don't
to a certain extent.
Like, yeah, they all just go with whatever their party says, no matter what
but
they
believe
in.
You don't know that because you don't know any of them personally. Yeah. And you don't know their the reasons.
But the reason that you know that they're just going with their party is because every time there's a vote in Congress, it's like Democrats vote that and Republicans vote that.
Exactly.
And that's not
also
right.
That's also an ideal of like a bunch of lobbyists and money issues. Yeah. Like to basis, like it doesn't actually represent the party necessarily.
Yeah. It's true.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts is nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well.
Ball State.
Here's a sticker.
What are you?
I just wish they were not as ignorant as they are and would realize that the Independent Party is going to take the House and the Senate and the White House.
I mean, I just wish they listen to the fucking American people. I mean, how hard is it? You fucking vote, listen to the poll. That tells you what to do.
You're a good guy. We're going to go to Jake's.
No, I don't have any.
Final thoughts?
That's all I got, man. I'm, I hope to see you in November.
I live in Internet Radio. It's beautiful.
Team America, fuck yeah.
Boiler up. Fun and simple.
Fuck the free world.
Titties time. I like boobies. I like boobies, milk.
Republican, for show. Nuka.
Oh, boiler fuck up. Breakfast Club is fucking awesome. Everybody should be here. Boiler up. Boiler the fuck up.
Excellent.
I hate politics.
Final thoughts. The world is a lot of fucked up people and a lot of power guzzling people. And I think,
suck
oh my god, what's up? And I believe that the basic human and basic American should take a stand at what they believe in and actually rise to the occasion and believe in what they believe in. I don't know.
Man, it's a great interview. We actually delved into like some really deep things. I like it a lot. Sorry, we're too retarded to like give good answers, but I like it.
Fine.
Yeah, we did well, I think.
Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah.
So that's the final thought.
Come on, pile it up. That's my last. It's my last.
Steve Robinson is a freelance
So what, Wikipedia, what's the issue?
The issue is that too many people look at Wikipedia for information that is not legitimate. Like, they look at Wikipedia for information that really shouldn't be looked up on Wikipedia.
They look for definitions, and the fact is that anybody can go on Wikipedia and they can edit any definition or any explanation that they want, and the fact is that anybody can go on and write whatever they want on it, and it takes a certain amount of time for Wikipedia to go through and edit all those things, and so a certain percentage of the population is getting wrong definitions and wrong examples and wrong information because certain Americans and, you know, people from all over the world, actually, because it's Wikipedia, are putting random stuff on it that don't actually exist or aren't real.
I'm in a band.
I love it. What's the band?
A Hero en Route.
Hero en Route?
Yeah.
Are you online?
Yes, we are.
How do we find you?
MySpace, Pure Volume.
Well, we'll link
Search
to you.
Search it.
You want us to link to you?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the point of the media.
I love you too.
We have to make people aware of the media that's actually around them.
We have a new EP coming out in a couple weeks.
I love it. What do you got? Wait, give us a report. What happened? What changed?
Well, I went in there, and people were like all crazy and like trying to like run into me and stuff. But I was like, wait, dude, come on. I fought for your freedom. Give me a break. And people are like, okay. Yeah, let me go.
I like that. Good job. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you enjoying the morning?
Yeah, how about you?
Oh yeah, it went well.
I'm too drunk for this
show. No, you're fine.
What's up with that?
This guy right here.
Now finish
Confederates,
it.
Confederates, let's go.
What's up with that?
Hey.
A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Okay.